This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys have noticed over the weekend, but the country's losing its poop. I mean, it is going to be the worst 6 weeks, I think, of any election year. And it just 2020 can't get any worse. And the loss of RBG, no matter where you are on the political aisle, she was a force to be reckoned with. She was very, very strong. She had made so many, shall we say, achievements in terms of women's rights and in terms of law that nobody can doubt or dissent her role in law and, you know, how what a strategic and historical figure she was. Unfortunately, her memory and her memorial and everything that's supposed to come is going to be surrounded by the big political mess that we have right now. And this was anticipated. People have been expecting, unfortunately, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's succession or leaving the Supreme Court after she had been battling cancer and relapses and metastatic disease. And so I'm sure the GOP and the Democrats were ready for this. But I'm very, very nervous about the way things are going to transpire over the next few weeks. And so where much of the controversy is trying to focus on, and I really don't know if it's going to be able to hold up, is years ago when Obama was about to leave office, the Senate was still controlled by the Republicans. And so Mitch McConnell said no reason, you know, trying to put through another Supreme Court justice during a lame duck president. No reason to wait for the next president. So Democrats were mad, right? You know, some people thought for the Republicans that was kind of a shrewd, you know, maybe tricky move. But does it make sense for a Republican-run Senate to be for 8 months stopping everything Obama was going to suggest? It's going to be a waste of taxpayers' dollars. It's going to be a waste of money. So I think a lot of people kind of understood. Things are a little different now. Okay, Donald Trump's not expecting to lose November 3rd, right? Okay, and the Senate is Republican majority. So rather than things not getting done, right, there is some semblance of this might actually be, right, one of the very few things that actually gets done, right? We're still waiting on the stimulus checks. We're still waiting on the stimulus bill and relief, and that's going back and forth. But, you know, here we have an opportunity to get something done in Congress. Fortunately, half the country is losing their minds. Now, would it be nice for everybody to wait until possibly Joe Biden comes into office or until President Trump wins again? Well, there's supposed to be a Supreme Court session coming up. And rather than everybody kind of talking about this calmly, right, with, you know, not getting the panties all up in a bunch, we've already had people threaten violence. We've had people in the current media, ex-media, professors, people in Congress burn Congress down before Trump can nominate somebody. There's going to be riots. I read an op piece, I think it was in the New York Times, and I had to read it 2-3 times, and it almost looked like she was threat. She was like, we need to stop this at all costs, but it had that underlying threat. And I find it very, very frustrating. My big problem with the Supreme Court is you have law, you have constitution, and we're supposed to have a party that, you know, allowing checks and balances, right, between our executive branch and our legislative branch. Here we have a judicial branch, and it seems like it is so full of party politics that it's even worse than the other branches. I mean, it makes no sense that we have presidents fighting or you know, Republicans and Democrats fighting over who gets to be nominated. You would think if somebody was a judge, they were impartial. Don't we want impartial judges? But unfortunately, it doesn't look that way. So it's, you know, with the exception of John Roberts, most of the time, if a Republican president nominates somebody, they lean more towards the right. If a Democrat president leans towards somebody, they lean toward the left. And I have a big problem with that. I really, really do. But what I have a bigger problem with is we're hearing threats. Now, I don't know about how you guys grew up, okay? But in my family, once somebody threatened, okay, we, rather than back down, we go, whoa, 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 okay, no, 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 this isn't happening. And so unfortunately, and I didn't want to see this happen, but once I saw that people were threatening, saying, you know what, if Trump wins or if Trump pushes through a Supreme Court justice, we're going to burn things down. We're going to start riots. We're going to, once threats were made, and I'm sure the majority of the Democrats didn't want that to be their voice. Once threats were made, the Republicans have no choice but to move forward. When Congressman Kennedy said that they're going to stack the court, no matter what happens, you know, if Trump pushes somebody through, they're going to stack the court, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. How can Congress just randomly add extra Supreme Court justices? They actually can. So once we start to hear all the strategies on both sides, the cat's out of the bag, and the Republicans are now kind of up against the wall, where if they go, okay, you know what, oh, no, no, we don't want the riots, That's kind of not un-American, right? We don't mess with terrorists. We don't mess with threats. So I don't see the GOP being the party to go, oh, wait a second, you guys threatened to burn down Congress. You know what? We'll wait. You know, people are asking, how long does it take to confirm Supreme Court justice? I think John Roberts was confirmed in like 19 days. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think, was 44 days. So they could confirm somebody in a month or two. You know, it all depends on who is the makeup of the Senate. And so when people say, is the GOP going to rush this through? Whether it's a rush or whether it's, I believe somebody did a study. It looks like the average time of confirmation since the year 1900 was 25 days. But again, it's lower when you have, the party of the same party as the president, as opposed to, you know, people of the dissenting party. So unfortunately, once somebody threatened that they are going to riot and they are going to start taking things down and you know, getting all militaristic, now the GOP, even if they don't want to, they have to. Otherwise, they look like weenies. And it should have never gotten this way. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Now, it's really interesting. I have a lot of friends that are very conservative and very liberal. And so I get along with everybody because, you know, politics of, you know, it's a game, you know? So, you know, we can make jokes about things and, you know, we can be like, oh, I like this or I don't like this or, you know. And, you know, for the most part, when you have friends that are pretty moderate and whether they're liberal or conservative, you know, their life's not going to end depending on who becomes president. It's, you know, it's easy to still hold friendships. I am very, very nervous about what's going to happen now in terms of a Supreme Court justice filling and a seat. And this is where we are seeing people lose their minds. And it's very hard to be neutral on this. You know, some people can say, yeah, I like Trump, or nah, I like, nah, I don't like Trump. Or, yeah, I like Biden, or nah, I don't understand what the hell Biden talks about during his speeches. But when it comes to, should the Republicans fill this seat now, or should they wait until after we get the results of the election? That is kind of hard to stay neutral on, and I'm noticing that people are like, I want an answer from you. I mean, either, you know, and it's like, guys, you know, there's more to life, okay? We still have, I mean, you guys are acting like, you know, what happened with the Supreme Court seat, and again, maybe Ruth Bader Ginsburg, rest in peace, but you're acting like this is like the worst thing that happened in 2020. I mean, we have bigger fish to fry, and I kind of am frustrated with how crucial Supreme Court justice nominations are, to the point where we have people threatening, right, you know, riots and things like that, depending on what happens with the presidency outcome. Or we have the GOP threaten that, you know, if they think there's fraud with mail-in ballots, Trump's not giving up his seat. So our election is going to be one of the biggest clusters. And again, I'm sorry I use the word cluster. I want to use the whole term cluster, but I can't on air. So when November 3rd comes around, we're not going to know who the next president is going to be on November 3rd. We're probably not even going to know November 4th. We're being told that it could take at least a week, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm expecting it to be more, to actually have the mail-in ballots. And by the way, you heard that in Chicago, postal workers want to walk off the job because they're tired of being shot at and dealing with violence. I mean, if people are kind of threatening violence now, I don't know what our postal workers are going to be dealing with around election time. So, I you know, we don't have our ducks in a row. And we definitely don't have a system that's going to be crime-proof, right, or manipulation-proof when it comes to an election. I trust the postal workers. I think the U.S. Postal Service is going to do the best job possible. I just don't trust everybody around the postal workers. So I don't know what the heck is going to happen with this election. And it's not just the Democrats. It's not just the conservatives. You have people that just kind of want to also, you know, make mayhem and just kind of, you know, mess things, you know, just kind of tear things up and mess things up. And it's not going to be, I think, the most accurately counted election. Throw that into the mix of, you know, now we have a Supreme Court that might have the potential now from being 5-4 to 6-3 on the conservative end. People are losing their absolute minds. And so one thing that has been suggested by multiple people on the left is, whatever happens, fine. We're just going to add more justices. So I've been asked, how does that work? How does the Supreme Court just miraculously have more judges? And who's to stop one side from just adding more judges? Remember, if the Democrats brought it up, the Republicans could do it too. Yeah, Trump wins in November. I mean, if the Democrats have already threatened that the next time they're in power, they're going to add more justices, well, then the Republicans might want to do that too, preemptively. And so, where's the checks and balances? So, apparently, Congress does have the ability to alter the number of justices. The number of justices, I don't believe, is actually written in the Constitution. We have to have a judicial branch. But I believe the original number of justices was, I think, 6, where you had 5 junior justices, and then you had the head of the Supreme Court. And then it changed. I think at one time we had 10. I don't know how that worked in terms of odd and even. But then again, it may be the reason why there was an even amount is because you had kind of like a menorah, right? You had the 8, and then you had the 1 to kind of, you know, run everything. And, you know, so hopefully that one was neutral. I don't know if that ever worked that way. FDR tried to stack the bench, tried to add extra judges from what we understand because he had issues passing some of his New Deal, and it wasn't very popular. You know, the public didn't like it, so it didn't work out. But it's not the first time that somebody has wanted to add extra judges, and it's not going to be the last time, and it's not impossible. If Congress makes an act and it gets approved by the president, they could add extra justices. Now, makes me start to think, all right, what's wrong with our Supreme Court system such that there's all this controversy and, you know, people are threatening to riot or cheat or mayhem or, you know, not leave office? I mean, why is it such a mess? Well, one thing that I have a big issue with the Supreme Court is once you're nominated, you're there for life. And again, I'm sorry for anybody who's a Supreme Court justice, okay, I get, you know, you do deserve a lifelong appointment. However, I wonder if that is part of the problem, because we have people on the court, unfortunately, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had been battling cancer, and you had people taking bets and people that, this really drove me crazy. People were like wishing that she would leave or die or why are we, we're people, we're humans first. Okay, whether you agree with her politically or not, right? You know, she's a little old lady that battled cancer, but then the question is what is she doing on the court? And now, mind you, she showed videos of her working out and her mentation was there and all that. And just because somebody's in their 80s doesn't mean they can't, you know, still effectively do their job on the Supreme Court. But I think the big problem we have is a Supreme Court justice could be there for decades. And that starts to make people nervous. And I'm not saying we start to elect them, that starts to change the Constitution. But, if we kind of look at why the Supreme Court is such a big deal and why people are threatening violence and why there will be violence and riots no matter what happens, is we have a system where we don't really have neutral judges. Judges are appointed by the president. They will lean right or left, which, again, I don't really agree with. You know, same thing with the doctor. If you're a doctor, you're not really supposed to lean right or left. You're supposed to be pro-patient. So, like, if you're a Supreme Court justice, you're not supposed to lean right or left. You're supposed to be pro-Constitution. You're supposed to be pro-America. But I guess that starts to change depending on who, you know, recommended you and how you feel personally. And so I guess maybe I don't understand law to the degree that I should. I get you can interpret the law. I just don't get how you have people that will rule politically, you know, towards their political favor. They're supposed to be neutral. But also, any appointee is there for life. So here Donald Trump is looking at women. And I hate that when they go, well, I'm going to nominate a woman. And I get why he had to do that, because people were wanted to accuse him of left and right of, you know, sexism and all sorts of other stuff. But, you know, as a woman, I'm like, you know, we don't need a decree to be nominated, okay? You know, can't we just be in the running and show that we deserved it? But he's looking at, you know, four different women. I believe two are Latina, and they're young. They're in their 40s and early 50s, which, he knows how I say I'm young. When I was in my 20s, I'm like, they're old. But now I'm like, man, they're young. So that means that person has the possibility of being there 40, 50 years. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, we revamped the Constitution or anything like that. The Constitution was written for a reason. But you know, when a president nominates somebody, that's solid and it's unchangeable and it's there for life. And so it's now there's so much riding on an election. And I hate when I hear people say that. I hate when, you know, people go, oh, there's so much riding on this election. Every single election they go, there's so much riding on it. And I go, okay, well, what's riding on it? Well, the economy, you know, COVID, this, I get it. This is an important election, but it always comes back to the Supreme Court. So now the narrative's changed, where the Democrats are saying, well, we'll just add justices. So if they add justices, then what happens if a Republican president gets in the next time? Do they add judges? Are we going to later have a Supreme Court of 50 people? I mean, will every time a president that has control of Congress come in to play, into office, are they going to just add more justices? So, you know, it all depends on what happens also with the congressional election, but technically, yeah, it can happen. It's just, I think, you know, we might just need to rethink about how, it just, the way we do the Supreme Court, I'm just not happy with. Sorry, 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making it clear again this morning he wants to quickly fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant by Friday's passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saying the announcement of his nominee is probably just days away.
I think it'll be on Friday or Saturday.
Trump telling Fox and Friends he'd be able to announce a nominee sooner, but wants to respect the late justice.
We will have probably services on Thursday or Friday, as I understand it. I think, you know, with respect, we should wait till the services are open.
Stocks beginning the week with a major sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been more than 850 points lower during early trading. Texas is preparing for tropical storm conditions from Beta, the storm picking up speed as it heads towards the central Texas coast. It's expected to make landfall later today. This is USA Radio News. Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
A white business owner charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting a black man during a May 30th protest in Omaha has died by suicide days after his indictment. Lawyers for Jacob Gardner saying his body was found Sunday outside a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon. The U.S. Department of Justice now classifying three cities as jurisdictions of violence and property destruction, saying in a statement today, the local leadership in New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle have been permitting persistent violence and destruction of property. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so free.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have had a lot of questions that I've kind of not been able to answer because we've kind of been a little overwhelmed with everything going on with politics and stuff. So we're going to answer them. One of your questions, actually, you know what, let me get to the political question first and then we can hopefully move to the medical. Okay. One is, in the Jewish religion, they want to know how long does it take when somebody's supposed to be buried. They had asked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and when her funeral is supposed to be. In the Jewish religion, you're supposed to be buried within 24 hours. supposed to be, but many of us that aren't very orthodox, we don't get buried until the rest of the family comes in and we can set it up with the temple. Well, you're not supposed to be buried on the Sabbath. So we would be buried the day after the Sabbath, like on Sunday. But I understand there was football, right? Did you guys see the Dallas game? Yeah, that's another question. Why did Zeke fumble the ball so many times? I don't know. The ball was slippery. I don't know, but the ball slipped out of their hands. Not sure what happened, but Dallas did a good job. So going back to RBG, may she rest in peace. Usually in the Jewish religion, we bury pretty quickly. We're not supposed to have a body out for more than 24 hours. But it sounds like because she's such a public figure that the funeral might not happen till the end of the week. It might even be prolonged because President Trump said he's going to make his nominee pick after the funeral. If the funeral would have happened on Sunday or Monday, then, you know, but I believe it's going to happen sometime this week. So good question. But, you know, with Judaism, just like with many religions, you know, you have kind of, you know, the Orthodox, more strict by the rules, and then you have the more kind of loosey-goosey rules. You know, when my father died, we wanted to bury him within 24 hours, but he was in another state. So we had to ship him, you know, to Las Vegas, and then, you know, we had to organize, so I don't think we were able to, we buried him within 72 hours. And so it's you know, you do what you can. Keep in mind, you know, how I look at it with the Bible is, you know, when the Bible was written, you didn't really have people, you know, across the country, and you didn't have airplanes and all that. So if somebody did die, you know, in your house or in your tent or, you know, on your farm, there really didn't make a lot of, you know, sense at the time to just have them sit. So it was a lot easier to bury within 24 hours. Okay. Okay. Next, one of you wanted to ask about vaccine side effects. So there was a study that came out where the COVID vaccine, I don't know if it's Pfizer or not. I have to double check, but it's not the AstraZeneca one. The AstraZeneca study got halted, right, because there was a transverse myelitis case that they can't say was caused by the COVID vaccine, but it was an inflammation of a person's spinal cord. Could have just been luck of the draw. Could have been, you know, or could have been vaccine related. So unfortunately, that study has been halted. Not sure what's happening to AstraZeneca stock. I know the stock market is plummeting today. We expected that because of people losing their minds with the Supreme Court. But in terms of the other vaccines, we got a report this weekend that if you do get another COVID vaccine, or if you do get a COVID vaccine, excuse me, that's not, you know, from AstraZeneca or the other ones, you might have some side effects. You might have some body aches. You might have some arm pain. You might feel, you know, a little, you know, off. So people are concerned that, you know, the shots make them sick. So I get this from everybody. I don't get the flu shot because the flu shot makes me sick. And I get there are some people that have had a reaction to the flu shot. They'll never get it. I had a very good friend of mine who went into a Guillain-Barré. I get how some people are concerned about that, but the majority of people do well. That's why I get the flu shot. That's why I give my kids the flu shot. So I am pro flu shot, but I understand that there could be some side effects. However, when people say that the flu shot makes them sick, or we're being told that the COVID shot may make them sick, there's a few reasons for that, which we've talked about. Okay. One is, if it's, let's say, the flu, okay, maybe you got the flu shot too late. So you were exposed to the flu. All right. Here you go. You get the shot. You come down with the flu. The shot didn't have the 2 or 3 weeks to start, you know, boosting your immune system. The other is, what these vaccines are supposed to do is boost your immune system. It's supposed to prime your immune system. So to do that, for some people, they don't feel it. For others, they feel it. And they feel achy. And they feel, some of them might even feel a little fever. Some of them might feel a little off. And that's their body's sometimes way of making the antibody. A flu shot or the COVID vaccine that's not nasal, if they're going to be injected, those are supposed to not be active viruses. So nobody is supposed to be giving you the flu if you get the flu shot, or giving you COVID if you get the COVID shot. The nasal spray is a live attenuated version. The live attenuated version is a weakened version of it. So the weakened version of it technically is, yeah, we are giving you a form of it that's weak, not strong enough to kill you, not strong enough to bring you down, but strong enough to boost your immune system. The majority of us get the shots, and the COVID vaccine, even though they are working on a nasal preparation, the COVID vaccine shot is going to be a shot form, okay? So that's one of your other questions. Oh, yeah, and one of you asked if it goes in the butt. Darn, sorry, I got to pull that up. One of you asked if the COVID shot is going to be in the butt. I don't think so. I think it's going to be in the deltoid. By the way, it's not in the butt. It's like the glute. You know, most of these shots have to be intramuscular. So we have to find a nice, big, juicy muscle. Now, you guys have seen my butt, right? I got more muscle. Honestly, if a family of bears needed to eat, my butt could probably feed them for like a whole winter. So I got a nice, I got good glutes. But I believe the COVID shot is going to be deltoid. I understand that some of you are like, they're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us if it's going to be a shot in the butt, are they? Probably not. Not until the last minute. No. But I believe deltoid should be fine. With little kids, we'll do their quad. We'll inject their vaccine into their leg because they have more muscle there than their little arms. But this shouldn't be in. We're not going to. That's not what COVID would be for grown-ups. Okay, so that's a good question. So anyway, so when you do hear these reports of a mild COVID side effect or whatever, we just think that your immune system kind of, you know, kind of being primed. And then it could just be you don't like the preservatives. All right? You could just have the type of body where you don't like anything inside. You don't like any injection. And so when you get the injection and it has the preservatives and the components, your body starts to kind of have a little bit of a reaction to it, or, you know, maybe even an allergy or whatever. It's very, very rare. But technically, none of these are supposed to make you sick. One of you had asked if I'm going to take the shot. I've talked about this on the John Phillips Show on KABC. If the FDA approves the COVID-19 vaccine, I will trust the government, okay? I will. However, I am going to not take the shot in the first or second wave, even though I'm a healthcare provider, because I'm doing telemedicine and I'm not actively with people, I don't consider myself essential in that role, and so I'd rather give my shot to somebody who needs it, who is on the front line. But when it comes time to everybody getting the shot, absolutely, I would trust the FDA at that point. Would I trust the shot if it came from China? No. Would I trust the shot if it was manufactured within the next 30 days? No. All right. By November, if I believe that it's gone through all the clinical trials, right, and they've given us a list of side effects, a list of side effects look kind of normal for most vaccines, I'd say it's safe. And I'm not going to tell you guys that I think it's safe if I don't think it is, okay? I'll tell you guys if I'd like, you know, hold off on this, all right? That's another question. One of you asked, why are we giving the shot to the most vulnerable people if it's not tested? Okay. It is supposed to be tested. Nobody's supposed to get a shot or a vaccine in the United States if it wasn't tested. Okay, and in order to get through the stage 3 and all the various clinical testings and trials and tribulations in order to get FDA approval, not only has it had to have been tested in lab situations, but also in people and then also in real life. So there's supposed to be thousands of people who will have had this vaccine, not have side effects, that to be determined in order for us to know it's safe, technically. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Keep those questions coming.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. Yeah, I want
wonder what went wrong, too, man. This isn't the America I grew up in. This is some crazy stuff, but I still love my country. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And thank you for joining us on the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Justice Department is going to start cracking down. They have declared that New York City, Portland, and Seattle are anarchist jurisdictions that can have their federal funding ripped away for failing to clamp down on violence according to its criteria. It listed the three cities as among those that have permitted violence and destruction of property to persist and have refused to undertake reasonable measures to counteract criminal activity. Scott Point. The designation comes with billions of dollars in federal funding at stake following President Donald Trump's order to make the designations amid violence and property damage that occurred during the summer protests over the killing of George Floyd, may he rest in peace, under the custody of by the Minneapolis police. The agency made the death of George Floyd during while he was in custody of Minneapolis police. The agency made the designation in the document entitled Memorandum on Reviewing Funding to State and Local Government Recipients that are permitting anarchy, violence, and destruction in American cities. It comes weeks before Election Day, as you know. He's kind of campaigning for law and order. The White House Office of Management and Budget is to make further determinations in the coming month. So for the financial stakes for New York, it's huge. As we know, New York has a huge budget. I think they have a $7 billion shortfall. They have huge issues because, again, they closed down. New York City is the heartbeat of America. That had to get closed down. Then they defunded the police. I think they took $1 billion away from the police. And it's been pretty chaotic. In fact, I don't know if you saw this. In New York, New Yorkers have painted a stretch of a street in Brooklyn with big yellow letters saying blank Cuomo and de Blasio. And I can't tell you what the word blank is, but you could just imagine that it's not a pretty four-letter word. And it's a mural in Williamsburg, and it was very similar to those of the Black Lives Matter murals, where big letters so drones can see it and news helicopters could see it. The graffiti was also painted on North 15th Street between Wythe Avenue and Baker Street. Less than 24 hours later, was removed by the Department of Transportation. And NYPD says a criminal mischief complaint has been filed over the incident. Somebody is going to get in trouble. But interesting that this is one of the maybe not the first time, but, you know, I mean, I've seen in California multiple unfortunate, I think it is unfortunate when people deface property, you know, saying things similar to Governor Newsom. But, you know, here, this is probably one of the biggest murals against Governor Cuomo and de Blasio. And so, one thing I kind of want to say is, as we go into this election and people say, oh, man, you know, people hate Trump and Biden is a shoo-in, I don't see that. I see, and maybe it's because I'm in the media, so I get to have a different view. I see you have a lot of people supporting Trump. In fact, there was a recent article that said younger people, you know, might be, you know, more of a fan of Biden and disliking Trump. And I see that. A lot of the younger people, you know, who were for Bernie Sanders and all that, you know, we'll always see that. And the kind of the youth and the young adolescent, they'll be more liberal and Democrat. But they have found that the enthusiasm for Donald Trump has been unlike what we've seen with other Republican candidates. You know, I mean, you didn't see this much enthusiasm for George Bush, senior or junior. You didn't really see this type of enthusiasm for McCain. And, you know, we discussed the difference between this election. Well, there's tons of differences, but a huge difference is when it comes to presidents, all right, you either like them and you vote for them, or you hate your opponent, so you vote for your side. Biden, nice guy, but you don't hear people go, I love Biden. Oh, Biden is going to save us. Biden is the bomb. Biden will... You don't hear that. You hear people say, I hate Trump. But you don't hear people say, oh, I love Biden. With John McCain, when people wanted to vote for John McCain, it's not that, oh, I love McCain. And may he rest in peace. You know, he was still still a hero. He served our country well. But you didn't hear people go, I love McCain or I love President Bush. Okay? They might have disliked the Democrats or the liberal side, but this is one of the very few, you know, elections where you have people that go, I love Trump. I love him. And it's interesting because at first he didn't, with the primaries 4 years back, get that sort of reputation. People were concerned, you know, because they didn't think the religious right would really, you know, welcome him because of, you know, some of his past and you know, the way he kind of talks and does things. He doesn't really, you know, seem to be the most pious and, you know, and people were afraid to say they liked Trump. People were, now there are people out there that are, you know, they're more open. The other thing too that's very, very interesting is many people on the right have had to hide who they've been for because they didn't want to get outed. Remember Will and Grace, I think it was Deborah Messing, you know, said, we need to out the people who are, you know, pro-Trump or whatever. And, you know, I mean, everybody in Hollywood and in multiple academia, in multiple settings, kind of kept their political feelings close to their chest, you know, kept their cards close to their chest because, you know, they didn't want people going after them. I'm noticing people that have kept quiet, they're just out there now. They just don't care. And this kind of revolutionary sort of, you know what, this is life or death sort of attitude where you know, it's definitely heating things up. And so, you know, I've been asked, you know, do I think Trump can win? If nobody cheats in this election and nobody messes with the mail-in ballots, absolutely. I think based on what I see in terms of people fed up, in terms of people hurting from the economy, even Democrats, you know, who not ultra-liberal Democrats, but even moderate Democrats, they're like, I see Trump a shoo-in. However, now that we have no idea how things are going to be counted, we have no idea what's going to happen, we don't know if of postal workers are going to be attacked. Like I said, we've already had postal workers from Chicago saying, I don't know if, you know, I want to do this job anymore. If there is any issue affecting postal workers, this could be an absolute mess. So, you know, seeing the federal government, you know, say, look, you know, if you're not going to protect our citizens that live within your borders, we're not going to give you the funding. Now, the citizens are unfortunately kind of stuck in the middle here. You know, those that live near Chaz really got screwed over. You know, there were, over 100 nights of consecutive protests. Government had to finally come in. In New York City, I think 177% jump in shootings. Yeah, in Las Vegas, we've had more crime. So, you know, if the federal government is giving them money, where's the money going to? If the money's not going to be going to law and order and protection of citizens, then, you know, do they deserve it? So it's freedom of speech. We don't want anything to quell freedom of speech. And having a protest and having a peaceful protest, that's what America is all about. And I will fight to the tooth and nail. I don't care what you're protesting for you to have a peaceful protest. But riots and fires and attacks and punching people wearing MAGA hats or going after liberals or, you know, bothering people when they're eating, you know, at a restaurant and you know, shootings. No. Okay, that is not freedom of speech. That's not First Amendment rights. That's BS. 1-877-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.